Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, Terry, we're doing some really special little holiday episodes this year. We're catching up with some folks that we've talked to throughout 2009, huh?
Yeah, we've got a lot of really neat interviews that are lined up for the next three episodes, which will pass through Christmas time. But our first one is one of our first interviews, I think, that we did, and one of our good friends, Luke Robinson.
Yeah, folks, if you don't know Luke and Murphy and Hudson, you really need to get to know them. They're walking across the country from Austin to Boston, and it's all about canine cancer, and they're fabulous, fabulous folks. Both the four-legged and the two-legged. Well, Luke Robinson, where are you and the boys this very day?
We're in North Bergen, New Jersey, just in the shadow of the great city of Manhattan.
Woo-hoo! Getting cold up there, is it?
We've been had some unseasonably mild temperatures for the last couple of weeks, say for maybe a weekend of a little bit of snow, but it's been a really mild winter thus far, but I hear tomorrow and for the next week it's going to get kind of brutal.
Bummer, man. Well, listen, Luke, do us a favor. For any of our listeners who are new to Bark Radio, could you give them, like, the thumbnail sketch of what you and the boys are doing?
Back in March 16th of last year, I started walking across the country with my two dogs, Hudson and Murphy. I was inspired by the loss of Malcolm, my first Great Pyrenees, to metastatic bone cancer, and sold my truck, put my stuff in storage, and we've been walking across the country ever since. Our goal was to get to Austin, from Austin to Boston, and we've been on the road well over a year and a half, and I think when all is said and done, it'll be a two-year, 2,300-mile walk.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Take it away, Terry.
We left March 16th of 08, okay, and so if you technically, this will be our third winter of walking. So we'll be walking our third winter, and it's like when you say that, you feel it a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to say.
Well, that's rough, especially once you get into the north, in the mountains.
It's going to get chilly.
Yeah.
So, Luke, you've done some extraordinary things along the way. You did that wonderful march in Washington, D.C., yes?
Yeah, actually, boy, I guess we really haven't spoken since
mm-hmm.
D.C., and boy, what a wonderful event. We had people from 13 states travel
wow.
to D.C. to walk from the Virginia side, cross the Potomac, and walk to the National Mall. And, boy, it really was a special day. It was a special event. And I think it's a true testament of the grassroots efforts we have for canine cancer and comparative oncology.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
13 states, that's a lot. Now, did you have the opportunity to talk with some congressmen?
I did, yes. Yeah, we spent a little time talking to legislators and lobbyists about, you know, the number one issue on Capitol Hill right now, as we know, is health care. And the World Health Organization recently released a study saying that cancer is for the first time in history, cancer is the number one global killer. So what I was talking to some people in D.C. about is, like, if you're talking about health care expenditures and the high cost of health care, you should be talking about the number one killer, which is cancer. And so I spent a little time talking to some people there on Capitol Hill in D.C. about comparative oncology.
That's great. I mean, the more people you can talk to, the better, and especially if anybody has some clout up there.
Yeah, we're just getting started. I mean, you know, that debate's been going on for some time now, and I don't really profess to understand the machinery that is, you know, the District of Calamity. So I say that affectionately. I have the utmost respect for all the people there, but I mean, it was like chaos, you know. It really was a crazy place, but a fun place, though. But you know, the from what I understand now, and talking to so many people, that the budgetary process really begins at the beginning of each year. So we definitely plan on going back to D.C. and spending more time talking about the importance of comparative oncology and how we believe, and so many other scientists out there across this great nation believe that comparative oncology offers some promising hope in cancer research, not only for pets, but people too.
Right. And that's awesome, man. And you're shining a light on this. And you're doing it, I swear, state by state, person by person, people who are getting to know you and the boys. And you have so many followers now on Twitter, on Facebook, right?
It's interesting. I never know how that whole thing works and how it all works and comes together. But literally just the other day we had, I think, something around 30 to 35 people at us on Facebook. And I don't know where they came from, but, I mean, it was like, wow, you know, that's awesome.
That's
so
amazing because it gets the word out so much better. People share information. Okay, so now you're heading to Boston. What do we have to look forward to in Boston?
Well, I guess before I get there, maybe I can maybe summarize some other, you know, things that have kind of gone on between D.C. and in Jersey, because we've had, you know, every day is an adventure for us, but I kind of took a little time to highlight some things that I think you guys and your listeners might enjoy.
Okay.
The first is we experienced the whole concept of urban camping. So we didn't make it through D.C. in one day, so we had to pitch a tent in a municipal park. Somewhere in the suburbs of D.C., and let's just say it was not a nice area. And so we got there just as the sun was setting and threw up a tent, got the boys in there, fed the boys, and the gunfire started. And I'm talking about a couple of blocks away from us, the bullet, you know, there was gunfire going on. It was an exchange of gunfire, actually.
Yikes.
And then the sirens, and let's just say that we've had to camp in the urban setting a couple of times, and it's been adventurous.
I'm going to say, oh, wow. Okay, what's next? Tell us more stories.
Well, let me tell you a real funny story about urban camping just real quick, because I put that up on Facebook, and one of our supporters, God bless him, told the story on Facebook, and she said something about, well, you know, don't you know now it's important to wear orange? And I wanted to reply back and go, somehow I think with drive-bys, the whole orange thing just doesn't apply, you know?
Perhaps in the woods with hunters, perhaps not. But no, not with drive-bys.
Exactly. Well, that was D.C. and Baltimore. Actually, we tented out in some pretty, let's say, tough neighborhoods. And then we spent some time in Philly. Have you guys ever been to Philly?
I have.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Great city. I love it to death. What a wonderful city. We walked up the Avenue of Arts, and then we went to Independence Hall, that area. I mean, literally just to take Hudson and Murphy and walk past the founding of this great nation, actually, was really powerful, I think, and I enjoyed it. But I got to tell you, I think the best part, and I know this is the cheese ball in me coming out, the absolute best part of Philly was we did the Rocky Steps.
I knew you were going to say that. And the boys were just so excited about that. Yes.
Yeah, I know. I'm just a cheesy kind of guy. I'm an overblown romantic. I swear to God. But I had to do the Rocky Steps, and sure enough, we climbed the Rocky Steps, got up to the very top, and I, you know, put my arms up, and I did the whole Yo Malcolm thing. It was really corny.
Great, man.
Awesome. That's awesome.
But Philly is a great city. I love it too.
We didn't get to spend a lot of time there as much as I wanted to, but we'll definitely be back. The people there were so warm and gracious, so we'll definitely be back there build our network. But another cool thing we did on our way out of Philly was we walked across the Ben Franklin Bridge. Have you guys ever done that?
No, I haven't.
No.
Man, I got to tell you, it's right over the Delaware, and the vista is stunning. It's just an extraordinary experience, and so few people that I've talked to have ever done it. And if you're ever in Philly again, you know, it's about a mile across the bridge, but you can just take in the skyscape of Philadelphia, the downtown area. It's just really stunning. There's the USS New Jersey. It really is just a wonderful experience.
It's
the walk across, yeah.
Ah, cool. Thanks for the tip. We'll do it someday.
Yeah. And then real quick, we walked through Camden up through Jersey, and we walked through Princeton. I'm not sure if you've been there, the Princeton, but there's the EMC Square, that has a statue of Albert Einstein. And so I took a picture of Murphy next to the statue, and I put it on Facebook and titled it "To the Two Great Thinkers." You know, because Murphy's the smart one out of the pack.
Great, man.
Yeah. And I gotta tell you, as we walk through Princeton, actually we walked right next to a brick wall with a bunch of ivy growing on it, and I took a great picture of Hudson and Murphy peeing on the Ivy League wall.
You go, Hudson and Murphy. Oh, you picked some great stories, Luke.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, but we're finally now. That's just a couple I wanted to share with you. I figured you guys would like and your audience would enjoy. But we're on our way to New York City. The plan is we'll be at the foot of the GW Bridge, George Washington Bridge, this Friday. If people want to walk across this awesome, awesome bridge, and more importantly, join us in walking into our 13th state, New York, we're meeting at 8:30 at the – actually, let's go to our homepage for the information. I can't recall it right now. It's the let me look at it real quick. I've got it in my notes here.
And you can – we have to make sure we tell our listeners where to find you all online, twodogs2000miles.org.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's the Palisades Interstate Park at the intersection of Bruce Reynolds Boulevard and Hudson Terrace. We're meeting there. There's a place where people can park. We're meeting there at 8:30 on this Friday, the 18th, and then we're going to get a contingent of people to cross the wonderful, beautiful GW Bridge and be part of, like, walking into our 13th state, New York City. From there, on Friday, we're going to kind of make our way through Manhattan. We're going to walk through Central Park. And we're going to end up, but this is the most important thing, we're going to end up in Bryant Park, which is, I think, around 40th and 7th Avenue. And what's cool about that, there's a store there, Annie's Dog Bakery and Boutique. That's our meeting place in Bryant Park. They have all these Christmas shops up for this time of the year. And so people that want to join us and welcome us into the city and also sort of meet Hudson and Murphy, and celebrate the day with us can do so at Bryant Park. And I think we're planning on meeting there around 6 p.m. So we're going to kind of take a nice leisurely stroll through Manhattan.
Way cool.
Yeah.
So are you spending Christmas in Manhattan?
No, I'm going to go home, actually. I've got to go home and spend some time with my family. So this is kind of like this is really our last event. First and last event in New York City, but we're going to be back after the holidays, and we plan on doing a ton of events in the area. So if you can, it's going to be a great day. Come join us. We're actually planning Christmas caroling at Bryant Park there on this Friday, and it should be a lot of fun. So bring your puppies. Come join us at Bryant Park and do some caroling with us.
Very cool. What else? Go ahead, Terry. You're on now.
I was going to say, yeah. Let's talk a little bit about Boston because you got a big event coming there.
Yeah.
Want to make sure to cover that and then plug your website again before we wrap it up.
Yeah. Okay. We had our second Boston Planning Committee meeting, and so we don't have the time and date, but it's going to be sometime June-ish. We're just trying to figure out, you know, what's the best time slot to have it in. We're planning maybe 4 to 5 days worth of events. It's going to be a ton of fun. My team is telling me to kind of be, a little bit reserved with the date and stuff until we pick the date and time.
Okay.
So it's just going to be the June-ish, probably in June, around June, I think. We're looking at 4th of July because we're doing so many days worth of events that we like to sort of combine it with a 3-day holiday, but there are like 2.5 million people come to Boston the weekend of the 4th, so I'm not sure if that's going to work out so well.
Yikes!
Yeah, that might be a little rough to find a room.
So I've got a Boston Planning Committee, and they're doing all the groundwork and doing all the research into figuring out what dates and what the itinerary is, but it's just going to, we're going to have like 4 to 5 days worth of events. We're going to be doing a summit on cancer and comparative oncology, so there's a serious side to the celebration, but it's going to be a heck of an event.
very cool. Look forward to finding out more about that and sharing it with our listeners.
So now, where can everyone find you, Luke? You're on Twitter, you're on Facebook.
Everything is Two Dogs, 2,000 Miles. It's number 2dogs2000miles.org. We're on Facebook, Two Dogs, 2,000 Miles, and Twitter, Two Dogs, 2,000 Miles. Just so you, everyone know, when you go to our homepage, we now have Memorial Shirt number 5 is ready for, just got printed this past week. It looks awesome. But on a serious note, I mean, we have over 500 names on it now. So those are all dogs that have been touched by cancer, dogs and a couple of cats that have been touched by cancer. But, you know, for me, it's a daily reminder of the reason why that we're walking. So the memorial shirt, I walk it every time. I wear a memorial shirt every time I get out on the road. So it's my daily and constant reminder of the purpose of our mission and why we've given up so much over the past year and a half. So Memorial Shirt number 5 is available on our homepage. Also, our 2010 Cancer Can't Keep a Good Dog Down calendars are also up there as well. And boy, my team just did such a wonderful job with that. So we're really excited about those two things.
Very cool.
And I think just we should take a second to say thanks to all that ground team you've got, Luke, all your volunteer supporters who just take care of the details, do your blogs, do all that stuff. They're great people, eh?
Oh, my God. You know, Dee, I mean, and Terry, I mean, this would just be, we never would have made it this far without them. And I'm so blessed and grateful to my team, Ginger, Sheila, Eric, Pauline, some of the new people we have that are part of this. Lori, out of East Texas, who's been with us, since we walked through East Texas. It's just, we would never have gotten this far without all of them. And more importantly, even all the people that have helped out with transportation and hosting us along the way. So I'm just going to say that, you know, this is going to be, we're going to write a book about this and do a documentary. One of the reasons why we're going to do it is because there are just so many great, wonderful stories throughout this walk and so many terrific, gracious, giving people that the story has to be told. So that's something also exciting coming up.
And
that'll
so one thing I always like to leave our listeners with is if they happen to be in the Northeast and they see a big, scruffy guy and two big, white, fluffy dogs walking, what should they do?
Well, first of all, just don't hit us. That's number one.
Good one, Liz.
Getting alive out of New Jersey, I mean, traffic here is the worst that we've ever encountered it. So that's the first thing. Don't run over us, please.
But, you know, they can stop. They can pull up in front of you and see if they can, you know, give you any assistance, say hello, talk to the boys.
Yeah, stop. Yeah, give Hudson a hug. Hudson's the hugger out of the pack. Pictures taken with us. Definitely if you've been touched by cancer, human or pet, definitely we'd love to hear your stories and certainly we'd love to to meet you and we'd love for you to be a part of the journey. We're not done yet. We only have about 200 plus miles to go, we still have so many more fun stories, so many more people to meet, and so many more fun things to do. We're not done yet.
Well, Luke, I'll tell you what, we wish you and the boys and your family the happiest of holidays, and just be safe out there.
Hey, thank you very much, guys. Happy holidays to you, and thank you so much for what you do because, you know, you help get the message out there, not only about canine cancer and Two Dogs, 2,000 Miles, but so many other important animal stories. So God bless you for what you guys do. And thank you for being a part and such an important part of Two Dogs, 2,000 Miles.
Well, thank you, Luke. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Take care.
Bye-bye.